All glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Putale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshita. Please fold your hands, repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike. Thank you very much. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 4. The Hansa Guya Prayers, text number 45. Can you ask him for the first canto? Brahma Bhavo Bhavantascha. Manavo vibhudeshara. Vibhutayo mama hita. Bhutanam bhutiyetava. Brahma bhavo bhavantascha. Manavo vibhudeshara. Vibhutayo mama hita. Bhutanam bhuti hetava. Brahma bhavo bhavantascha. Manavo vibhudeshara. Vibhutayo mama yeta. Bhutanam bhuti etava. Please chant. Brahma bhavo bhavantascha. Manavo vibhudeshara. Vibhutayo mama yeta. भूतानां भूतिहेतव ब्रह्मा भवो भवन्तश्च मनवो विबुधेश्वरः विभूतयो मम एता भूतानां भूतिहेतव. Anyone else? Brahma bhavo bhavantascha manavo vibhudeshara vibhutayo mamayeta bhutanam bhutihetava. Matajis. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Bhavanta, all of you, Prajapatis, Cha, and Manava, the Manus, Vibhuta Ishwaraha, all the different demigods, such as the sun, the moon, Venus, Mars and Jupiter, who are all in charge of various activities for the welfare of the world. Vibhutayaha, expansions of energy, mama, my, he, indeed, etaha, all these, bhutana, of all the living entities, bhuti, of welfare, hetavaha, causes. Translation, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manus, all the other demigods in the higher planetary systems, and you Prajapatis, who are increasing the population, are working for the benefit of all living entities. Thus, you expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. Please repeat, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manus, all the other demigods in the higher planetary systems, and you Prajapatis, who are increasing the population, are working for the benefit of all living entities. Thus, you expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. Once somebody asked me, how do you give a class? What's the basis? Is there some method? Is there some... Actually, in this verse, there's one method that jumps out, and I want to share it with you. The translation is speaking of vibhutaya, the many expansions of the Lord. Vibhuti, his opulences or his expansions, his manifestations. And the Lord himself is even describing one by one some of these expansions. Brahma, Bhava, Bhavanta. Lord Brahma, Bhava, Lord Shiva, and Bhavanta, you yourself, meaning you amongst all the Prajapatis, all the Prajapatis. Cha. So Manava, the Manus. So like that, the Lord is delineating each and every one of them. However, the main point of the verse is not the expansions. The main point of the verse is Bhuti Hetava, the very last two words. So here the word Bhuti means welfare. Hetava means the cause, Hetu. So this is the key point of the verse. That how to ensure the welfare of living beings. Bhutana bhuti etava. The bhuti, the welfare of the bhutana, of the living entities. So this is the key. So just to help you along, and this is how you can yourself understand when you read Srimad Bhagavatam and also explain it to others, because this is the key point here. Purport. There are various types of incarnations or expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The expansions of His personal self or Vishnu Tattva are called Swangsha expansions, whereas the living entities who are not Vishnu Tattva but Jiva Tattva are called Vibhinangsha. So, two kinds of expansions, Swangsha and Vibhinangsha. You know, we've come across the word Bhinna in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhinna Prakritir Ashtada. Krishna speaks of His energies, but they're Bhinna, they're separated. So here is Vibhinna Angsha. The Angsha, the parts who are separated. And Sangsha, there is no separation. It's the Lord manifest in different expansions. The Vibhinangsha, separated expansions. Although Prajapati Daksha is not on the same level as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he is compared to them because he engages in the service of the Lord, in the service of the personality of Godhead. It is not that Lord Brahma is considered very great, while an ordinary human being trying to preach the glories of the Lord is considered very low. So there is a gradation of high and low in this universe. Everyone is not on the same platform. However, in terms of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no bar. It is not that the person who is highly situated in the universe, his service is necessarily superior. It may and may not be. As Srila Prabhupada uses very nicely this word, that it is not that Lord Brahma is considered very great, while an ordinary human being trying to preach the glories of the Lord is considered very low. There are no such distinctions. Regardless of whether materially high or materially low, anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is spiritually very dear to him. This we read yesterday in the purport, when Prabhupada quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guhyam mat bhaktesha vithasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evaishyati asangshaya na chatasman manushyeshu kaschin me priya kritam bhavita na cha me tasmat anya priya taro bhuvi. So Prabhupada's already explained that actually the person who is trying to preach the glories of Krishna, he is very dear to Krishna. In this regard, Srila Madhava Acharya gives this quotation from the Tantra Nirnaya. You know, Nirnaya means the conclusion, definitive conclusion, the settled conclusion of the Tantra, of the books that explain rules and regulations. Vishesha Vyakti Patratvat Brahmadayas Tu Vibhutayaha Tad Antaryam Minas Chaiva Matsyadaya Vibhava Spritaha. From Lord Brahma down, all the living entities engaged in the service of the Lord are extraordinary and are called Vibhuti. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 41, Yad Yad Vibhutimat Sattvam Srimad Urjitam Evava Tat Tat Eva Vagachatvam Mama Teja Ansha Sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. A living entity especially empowered to act on behalf of the Lord is called Vibhuti. Whereas the Vishnu Tattva incarnations of the Lord, such as Matsya Avatar, are called Vibhava. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Unmilitam Yena Tasame Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Brahma Bhava Bhavantascha Manavo Vibhuteshwara Vibhutayo Mamahita Bhutanam Bhuti Hetava. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manus, all the other demigods in the higher planetary systems, and you Prajapatis who are increasing the population, are working for the benefit of all living entities. Thus, you expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. So, taking the line of from this verse about welfare of the living entities, there's a number of points to note. One is, this welfare is not something that is concocted. The Lord Himself is explaining that because all the people He mentions, Brahma, Bhava, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Bhavanta, you, the Prajapatis, and everyone else who is His servant, because they are servant, therefore they are engaged in welfare. Service to Krishna is the best welfare of all living entities. Bhutanam bhuti hetava. It is the cause of the welfare of everyone. Everyone's self-interest lies in Vishnu. Swartha gatim hi Vishnu. We don't know, but this is a fact. In the mode of ignorance, we don't know what is in our self-interest. So the Lord, through His servants, is trying to benefit every living entity. This creation is so designed, with all its 8,400,000 species of life, with all its planets, is so designed so that the living entity may be benefited. So I wanted to speak on how Srila Prabhupada is the modern day manifestation of a person who is benefiting living entities. So there's one particular quality Srila Prabhupada manifested, and that is His faithfulness, His meticulous adherence to the scripture, to Shastra, word for word, word by word. He is very faithful. In one sense, the greatness of His divine grace is simply this, that He is faithful to the scripture. However, to be faithful, it requires greatness. It is not so easy. Why? Because the living entity is very predisposed to speculate, to add something, to subtract something. So to be able to avoid adding and subtracting, it takes greatness. You have to be a great personality. Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Such a person is very rare. And such a person was Srila Prabhupada. Now, Srila Prabhupada refers to another great person in the first canto. That is Vyasadeva. And he speaks in this vein about being faithful to the scripture. I'll just read some verses that lead up to the point where he makes this point. This is from the first canto, chapter 7. The chapter is entitled The Son of Drona Punished. We'll speak from text number 2. Suta vacha brahma nadyam sarasvatyam ashrama paschime tate shamya prasa iti prokta Rishinam Satravardhana. Shri Sutta said, on the western bank of the river Saraswati, which is intimately related with the Vedas, there is a cottage for meditation at Shamyapras, which enlivens the transcendental activities of the sages. Tasamena sva ashrame vyaso badari shanda mandite asina appa upasprishya pranitatyao mana swayam. In that place, Srila Vyasadeva, in his own ashram, which was surrounded by berry trees, sat down to meditate after touching water for purification. Bhakti yogena manasi samyag pranihite male apashyata purusham puranam mayam chatadapashrayam. Thus he fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in the devotional service, in devotional service, without any tinge of materialism. And thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control. Yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam parapi manute nartam tatkritam chabi padyate. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes reactions of material miseries. Anartha pashabam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje lokasya janato vidavans chakre satvata sangitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Yaya yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne parama purushe bhakti rutapadyate punsa shoka moha payapaha. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Sa sanghitang bhagavatim kritavanu kramya chatmajam shukam adhyapayamasa nivriti niratam muni.
The great sage Vyasadeva, after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his son, Sri Shukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. So here we learn that Vyasadeva, he felt great compassion for the suffering of the living entities. Therefore, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, similarly, feeling great compassion, he undertook his lifetime work of translating the Srimad Bhagavatam into English, word by word. He was very particular to be faithful not only to the word of the Bhagavatam but also to the spirit of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is very important. In order to render pure devotional service to Krishna, in order to preach, the devotee has to be very faithful, meticulous. He has to take great care and attention that he repeats exactly what is there. He does not change it. Does not change the word, and he does not change the spirit. So this discipline requires discipline. This practice of not changing the words of the Shastra, the scripture, takes discipline. Now the question is, what is discipline? What is the essence of discipline? Obedience is the essence of discipline. Obedience. So Srila Prabhupada uses the word, he does not use the word obedience so much, but he uses submissive oral reception. So if you look at the word submissive, and you look up in the dictionary for synonyms, you will come across the word obedience for submissive. Submissive means to obey, to submit, to surrender to an instruction. So this submission, this surrender, this obedience is the key to re-presenting Srimad Bhagavatam as it is. Oftentimes, Srila Prabhupada would speak of his own contribution in these words. He said, I've simply tried to follow the order of my spiritual master. In other words, he is forever conscious of this one point that I have to obey. And therein lies the mystery, therein lies the secret of success. And the Supreme Lord is mentioning this to Prajapati Daksha, that I am pleased with you because you are carrying out my instructions, my desire, my order. And the Lord, he is the... His main concern is what he says in the Bhagavad Gita, does he not? Paritranaya sadhuna vishnashaya chatushkritam dharma samsthapana arthaya sambhavami. So the Lord is saying very clearly that this is what my mission is, this is what I want. I want to deliver the sadhu, the pious, the sincere living entity. And yes, he also wants to punish those who are belligerent and rebellious, unsubmissive living entities, to rectify them. And in this way, to establish this religious principle, the Lord personally comes, and therefore his servants, they assist him in his mission. And of course, in Daksha's case, he's pointing out that his creating progeny, his populating the entire universe is a service, because he's giving facility for living entities to be born, to to undergo this process, this evolution of becoming spiritually awakened. For the living entity to become spiritually awake, it's necessary for him to go through fulfilling his desires according to his deserve. The laws of karma enable the living entity to become free from his karma reactions, good and bad, and also to hopefully feel that he has already fulfilled the desires he had coveted, that he wanted, so that he now can turn his face towards Krishna. This is the setup of this universe. And this is what Lord Vishnu is explaining to Daksha, that all of the demigods are assisting Krishna, assisting Lord Vishnu for this purpose of bhutanam buddhi hetava, that becoming an instrument in the welfare of others, living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, become an instrument. What's the Sanskrit? Nimitani. Nimitani. I'm sure there's one more word I'm missing. Anyway. Nimitta matra, bhava savya sachi. Become a nimitta, an instrument, matra, in the cause. We are not the doers. Krishna is the doer. We are the, Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, he says we are the cooperators. We can choose to cooperate or not cooperate. So by choosing to become an instrument, we are agreeing to cooperate. We are becoming submissive. And that is our perfection. So I was explaining that Srila Prabhupada is the person who has displayed this perfectly in the modern age. And we can take lessons from his personal life, how to perform pure devotional service. This question also comes up many times. What exactly is pure devotional service? So, you know, is it to chant the holy name? Is it to worship the deity? To clean? To cook? To serve Vaishnavas? Yes, but in essence, there's one main principle behind all these activities, and that is in the spirit of cooperation with Krishna. It's not the activity per se. It is the spirit of obedience, this spirit of surrender. Sarva dharman parityaja. You have to give up your own ideas. Parityaja. Maam ekam. So the spirit is that, my Lord, I surrender to you. I'll do your bidding. You know, Srila Prabhupada gave one time in class, number of times in class, the example that if I ask for water, to bring me milk is not the right response. Because you may say, well, milk is much better than water. You may make that calculation. And in many ways, it may be considered superior, better. But the main principle is to obey. You have been asked for water, then water is what you should give. Yes, you can show your devotion by bringing the nicest, cleanest, purest water. But it should be water. So this is the discipline. This is the training. Actually, in ashram life, the devotee, he submits himself to obedience. He learns to obey very carefully. It's a bit like Srila Prabhupada writes that it's like military discipline. When a person joins the army to become a soldier, he has to undergo training. And the training is to make him obey. And it takes some time. It takes a lot of doing to make a person into a soldier. So actually, manushanam sahasreshu, it takes many lifetimes to make a person a devotee who is faithful, who is submissive, who is obedient. So this is some of the lessons from this particular verse based on this bhutana bhuti hetava. How the welfare of a living entity is brought about. Are there any questions or comments? Can you pass the mic behind? Say it again, please.
Everyone's self-interest lies in Lord Vishnu. But as we see, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu, all three of them are given different tasks by Krishna. In a way, Brahma has created and Shiva was annihilating. So all three of them must be having some hand.
Yeah, thank you. So the manifestation of serving Krishna, that our self-interest lies in Vishnu, the manifestation of others' service takes different forms. In the case of Lord Brahma, it takes the form of creating. But again, it's the creating in the spirit of the purpose of Krishna. The Lord Brahma, the secondary creator, he is creating with the spirit that I have to do this as my service to Krishna. And Lord Shiva is doing destruction in the spirit, that this is what I have to do in order to help the living entity. For example, if a living entity does not die in one bodily life form, how does he progress to the next bodily life form? How does he... You cannot move on. This principle of deterioration and destruction, which is Lord Shiva, it's through his agency that happens. There's no possibility of the living entity to move on. And this movement, this jagat, this movement is what enables the living entity the chance to come to the human form of life. The chance to say, well, now I choose. Because he has to choose, the living entity has to choose. How many of you have children? Please put your hand up. Alright, you don't have children? How many of you have children? Children, babies, children. Okay, good. At least I know one person did have. But all right. So, or how many of you have tried to teach somebody anything? A computer, Bhagavad Gita, Japa. How many of you try to teach someone? Okay. So now, you know how hard it is. Why? Because he has freedom of choice. Am I right? That living entity has freedom of choice. See, I can move this cup, and it moves. But I cannot move everybody, because they have choice. They say, no, I don't want to move. So you need the cooperation. So Brahma's creation and Shiva's destruction and everyone's service, Prajapati's, is to motivate the living entity to choose. To choose, to make this choice. My Lord, now I surrender to you. How is it to get somebody to say, I will surrender to Krishna? It is not easy. So this is Lord Vishnu. He has this setup just to motivate the living entity who is unwilling. And Krishna is not going to coerce us. He's not going to force us. But he is waiting the day that we will surrender. Is that okay? Any other? Yeah. Can you, somewhere, pass the mic back?
Hare Krishna. Would you have to explain this essence of this verse as you explained, like about obedience? And then you said, like, submissive power and deception, which leads to obedience, and then comes to the level of, like, as you told about us, the military discipline. So, how this is, like, practically spiritual, like, what does it mean actually, like, military discipline?
Right. So in Hindi we call this prashikshan. In Hindi this how to bring it about is called prashikshan, or in English training. So training has to have the elements of, first you start with the willingness of the living entity. Willingness, yes, I want to submit. You cannot take an unwilling person. You know, you cannot. He has to say, I. But everyone's willing kind of conditionally, you understand? Conditional. It's conditional willingness, not unconditional. So you have to make them trust you to become unconditional in their willingness. So, two things. You have to teach them, but you also have to show them that they can trust you. You see? Just like even with surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prabhatya. It's not sudden. There's some degrees. Ye yatha. Some proportion. So Krishna shows that however much you surrender, he reciprocates nicely. Then your faith becomes developed. So there's a development. The student, the child, has to be shown that their surrender is rewarded. It was a good choice they made to surrender. It wasn't a mistake. You see. So this is what's important. On the one hand, you are giving instruction. On the other hand, you are showing reciprocation. And the person is thinking, you know, this surrender business is good. So he becomes from conditional, unconditional. Right? So Srila Prabhupada, he showed this. He said, I'm following the instruction of my spiritual master, and that's it. He's happy. He's not saying, I'm following it, but I like it, and you know, while it's good, I'll do it. So he was unconditional. So we may be conditional. I'm, you know, putting it politely. So we can start to say, well, Krishna has been very kind to me to the extent I have surrendered. Why don't I surrender more? and more and more and more. So that kind of progress requires training. In the hands of a very experienced person. In Hindi we say anubhavi. In the hands of an experienced person. A person who has actually gone. Krishna calls that person tattva-darshi. That he is so experienced, he knows how to cultivate. See, originally our devotional service is like a seed, Lord Chaitanya says. Bija. So this, like a gardener, Malihana, we have to cultivate it from a seed to a blossoming creeper. So there's some gardening to be done. There's some weeding to be done. There's some nourishing, poshana, right? Through Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaran, like that. Is that okay?
I understood correctly, as you said, from the point of the person who is teaching, and that is a teaching.
A teacher, a parent, whoever is in charge of the other person, a demigod, Devarshi, Ninam, Pitrinam, all of them.
How we should like learn it from the perspective of the sadhana?
So we need to submit to someone. We cannot do it. It's not a mechanical process. You have to surrender. See, that's the fault of Ekalavya. He thought, I'll just do it. You know? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very important lecture condemning Ekalavya. In India, many people glorify Ekalavya. I don't know if you know. But they say, Ekalavya ki jai. Right? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur rectified. He said, no, he's a rascal actually, he said. He's a demon. That's a topic for another day. In case some of you feel Ekalavya ki jai or something. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.